Welcome back to Insurance Talk Texas. Today, we're diving into something every Prosper business owner needs to hear, whether you're just starting out or you've been riding Prosper's incredible growth wave.
And what a growth wave it is. Prosper just experienced a 40.6% population increase in 1 year. That's the highest growth rate in all of Collin County. We're talking about a city that's gone from around 30,000 people in 2020 to almost 49,000 in 2025.
That's nearly doubled in just 5 years. And you know what that explosive growth means? Massive opportunity for businesses. More customers, more demand, more entrepreneurial energy. But it also means you need to protect what you're building.
Absolutely. And here's what's really interesting about Prosper. The median household income is $187,603. That's one of the highest in Texas. You've got an affluent, growing customer base, which is fantastic. But it also means higher liability exposure for businesses.
Right, because when you're serving customers with that kind of income and sophistication, if something goes wrong, the stakes are higher. That's why having proper business insurance isn't optional. It's essential protection for your livelihood.
Absolutely. And here's what's really interesting about Texas when it comes to business insurance. Ready for this? Texas is the only state in the entire country where workers' compensation insurance is not required for most private employers.
The only state. Everywhere else in America, if you have employees, you must have workers' comp. But in Texas, it's optional for private businesses. Now, public employers like cities, counties, state agencies, they have to have it. And if you're doing government contracts, you need it during that contract. But otherwise, it's your choice.
And that choice is huge, because going without workers' comp, which makes you what's called a non-subscriber, means you lose some really important legal protections. If an employee gets injured on the job and you don't have workers' comp, they can sue you, and you can't use certain defenses in court.
Like, you can't argue that the employee's own negligence caused the injury, or that another employee's negligence caused it. Those defenses disappear if you're a non-subscriber, so you're taking on significant legal risk if you choose not to carry workers' comp.
But here's the flip side. Workers' comp in Texas averages about $32 a month. That's $386 a year, which is actually below the national average of $542. So we're talking about affordable protection that could save you from a devastating lawsuit.
And this is exactly where working with experts like Shell Insurance makes all the difference. They help Prosper business owners navigate this Texas-specific decision. Do you need workers' comp based on your industry, your employees, your risk level? Call them at 972-423-4546 to talk through your situation.
Now, let's talk about the types of insurance that pretty much every Prosper business needs, regardless of whether you have employees or not. First up, general liability insurance.
This is your foundation. General liability covers bodily injury to customers or clients, property damage to others' property, product liability claims, even advertising injury like copyright or slander issues. If you interact with customers in any way, you absolutely need this.
And here's something many new business owners don't realize. If you're renting commercial space in Prosper, your landlord is almost definitely going to require you to have general liability insurance before you can sign the lease. Same with a lot of contracts. Clients want proof of insurance before they'll work with you.
Second essential coverage is commercial property insurance. This protects your building if you own it, your equipment, your inventory, your furniture, everything inside your business location. Fire, theft, vandalism, weather damage, all covered by commercial property.
Now, here's where it gets smart. Instead of buying general liability and commercial property separately, most small to medium Prosper businesses should consider a business owner's policy, or BOP.
Yes, a BOP bundles general liability plus commercial property plus business interruption coverage into one policy. And it's typically less expensive than buying those three coverages separately. Business interruption is huge, too. It provides income if you're forced to close temporarily due to a covered loss.
Imagine a fire damages your Prosper storefront, and you can't operate for 2 months while repairs are done. Business interruption coverage replaces that lost income so you can keep paying bills, keep employees, and survive until you're back open.
Now, Prosper has a really interesting business landscape. The largest employment sector is professional, scientific, and technical services. We're talking 2,558 people employed in that sector alone. Consultants, advisors, IT professionals, engineers, technical experts.
And if that describes your Prosper business, you absolutely must have professional liability insurance, also called errors and omissions or E&O insurance.
This covers you if a client claims you made an error or negligent or failed to deliver what you promised. Even if the claim is baseless, defending yourself in court is expensive. Professional liability pays for your legal defense and any settlements or judgments.
And clients are increasingly requiring proof of professional liability before they'll hire you. It's becoming standard in contracts. So if you're competing for business in Prosper's professional services market, having E&O insurance is often mandatory to even bid on projects.
Here's another coverage that's becoming critical: cyber liability insurance. Did you know 99% of small businesses now use at least one AI tool? We're all digital. We're storing customer data, processing payments online, using cloud systems. And small businesses are being targeted by cyber criminals because they typically have weaker security than big corporations. A data breach, a ransomware attack, a hack that shuts down your systems, cyber insurance covers the costs.
We're talking about notification costs if customer data is exposed, credit monitoring services, legal fees, forensic investigations, and business interruption if you can't operate because of a cyber incident. For Prosper's tech-savvy business community, cyber insurance is no longer optional.
Now, let's talk about commercial auto insurance. If your business owns vehicles or if you use your personal vehicle for business purposes regularly, you need commercial auto coverage. Your personal auto policy specifically excludes business use in most cases. So if you're driving to client meetings, making deliveries, transporting equipment, and you get in an accident, your personal insurance could deny the claim. Commercial auto fills that gap. Let's talk about costs, because I know that's top of mind for every business owner, especially startups. The good news is business insurance is more affordable than most people think.
For a basic general liability policy, you're often looking at a few hundred dollars a year for a low-risk business. A BOP might run $1,000 to $3,000 annually, depending on your industry, location, and coverage limits. Workers' comp, as we mentioned, averages $32 a month in Texas.
And here's the thing. One lawsuit, one major property loss, one employee injury without insurance could cost tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. The insurance premiums are a tiny fraction of your potential exposure.
Plus, you can often bundle policies for discounts. If you're insuring your business with Shell Insurance, and you also have your home and auto through them, those multi-policy discounts add up quickly.
Now, Prosper business owners need to think about how their coverage needs change as the business grows. Remember, Prosper is growing 40.6% a year. Your business is probably growing fast, too.
What was adequate coverage when you started might not be enough now. More customers means more liability exposure, more employees means workers' comp considerations, more revenue means higher business interruption needs. You got to review your coverage annually.
And that annual review is built into Shell Insurance's service. They're proactive. They're not just selling you a policy and forgetting about you. They're there as your business grows, making sure your protection grows with you.
Let's talk about some specific Prosper scenarios. Say you're starting a consulting business out of your home. What do you need?
Bare minimum, professional liability insurance. That's non-negotiable for consultants. You should have general liability even though you're home-based, because if a client visits your home office and gets injured, you could be liable. And cyber insurance if you're handling any client data.
How about a retail business on Coleman Street in downtown Prosper? You're renting a storefront, you've got inventory, you're hiring two employees.
Perfect BOP candidate. Business owner's policy covers your property, liability, and business interruption. Add workers' comp for your employees, commercial auto if you're making deliveries. That's a solid protection package.
Shell Insurance specializes in helping Prosper businesses with all of this. They understand the local market, the growth, the types of businesses thriving here. They're not some national call center. They're right here, protecting Prosper entrepreneurs every day.
Call them at 972-423-4546 or visit shellinsurance.com. SCHELLinsurance.com. They'll walk you through exactly what you need, nothing you don't, at prices that work for your budget. That's it for today's episode of Insurance Talk Texas. We covered business insurance essentials for Prosper's booming entrepreneurial community. Share this with your fellow business owners, your networking groups, anyone building something great in Prosper. Keep building, Prosper.